The Greater Sudbury Cubs extended their win streak to 7 on September 28 after defeating the visiting Elliott Lake Vikings 5-2 on September 28. The hometowners drew first blood in this one on the power play near the halfway mark of the first period. Cameron Shanks slid a cross ice pass to Hudson Chitteroni, who skated in on the left side and lifted a shot over the blocker of Elliott Lake netminder Sam Keane. It was Chitteroni's 7th goal of the season. The first period would end 1-0 for Sudbury. The next goal came at 13:05 of the second period when Cubs forward Ben LaCroix cruised down the slot and snapped a shot by the Keane to make it 2-0 for the Cubs. Elliott Lake wasn't out of the running though, scoring 2 goals in 28 seconds to tie it up at 2-2. First, Max Chesielski brought the Vikings to within 1 at 15:14 as he fired toward the net from a sharp angle that was inadvertently deflected in by a Cubs player. Then, the tying tally came moments later thanks to Nathan Marincola. In a 2-1-1 with Chesielski, Marincola converted a saucer pass into shot that beat Cubs goalie Noah Mativier. The high-scoring few minutes saw the Cubs regain the lead at 16:54. Thanks to team captain Oliver Smith scoring his 8th of the season as he was sent in alone by Nolan Newton, then proceeded to fire one low 5-hole to make it 3-2 after 40 minutes. Smith continues to lead the league in scoring. Greater Sudbury wasn't done scoring in the second just yet. At 3:55, Shanks wheeled out from the corner on a delayed penalty, then pulled up and sent in a quick wrist shot toward the mass of players in front of the net that found its way in. Smith scored his 9th of the season to seal the deal in short order to make it 5-2 for the Cubs. The result sees Greater Sudbury remaining unbeaten on the season, moving to 7-0-0-0, while in defeat, the Vikings fell to 1-5-1-0. The Cubs are back in action tonight as they welcome the French River Rapids to Centennial Arena in Hanmer.